Halloween gets us all looking at graves and cemeteries a little differently. In San Francisco, there aren't that many. The city banned the construction of new burial grounds at the turn of the 20th century and moved most of the existing graves to Colma not long after. But there are a few cemeteries that remain within city limits. One of the most notable isn't for people. It's for pets.
Paramount Pictures presents Stephen King's all-time best-selling tale of horror, Pet Cemetery.
The 1989 Stephen King classic Pet Cemetery is about a family who buries their dead cat named Church in a special burial ground. The cat comes back to life as an evil version of itself, and things get worse from there. San Francisco's Pet Cemetery is very similar. Well, except for the bloodthirsty zombies. Laura Flynn brings us this postcard.
Yeah, we have Randy, Daisy. Yeah, I can't read that one.
Rest in peace. Tiki. Hula Girl. Tagalong. Smokey. Bambi and Blondie. Dumbo. Coco. Puddin' Dandridge. Hollywood. They were loved. They are missed. They are pets.
There are so many markers with these very sweet names and also very personal messages from families. And oftentimes kids will have left messages to their pets and little sayings or nicknames that they had for them. It's all very, it's very personal and very sweet.
Christina Wallace is a conservator and senior preservation specialist at the Presidio Trust. She's the one who takes care of the Presidio Pet Cemetery. Overlooking Crissy Field and the Golden Gate Bridge, it's a final resting place for more than 400 beloved pets from all over the world.
Oftentimes you'll see on their markers that they were from Germany. There's a lot from Germany and other places around the world where the Army families were stationed.
Unlike the uniform and pristine San Francisco National Cemetery up the road, the Pet Cemetery is a mixed mash of grave markers, haphazardly scattered, and a little overgrown. It's not consistently maintained. The Presidio relies on volunteers for that. But it is preserved.
We treat it as a cultural site because of its significance and importance to the Presidio and also to the history of the Presidio and the Army families that lived here and buried their pets here.
Local lore has it that the cemetery was originally a burial ground for 19th century cavalry or World War II guard dogs. But no one actually knows if that's true. When it opened officially in 1952, the Presidio was home to thousands of military families and soldiers. It's hard to know, but the pets might have helped people feel more at home.
They had a lot of pets. Most of the markers here are for dogs, and I think the second most common marker are for cats, but there's also, you know, birds and rabbits and fish and snakes and all kinds of things.
I love how they have these exact dates for a fish. February 2008 till July 2009. That's great.
Was that like a rat?
Yeah.
It looks like a R.I.P. It looks like a rat, a little white rat.
Just like a human cemetery, the pets' grave markers range in size and formality. Some are simple, made of wood with painted inscriptions. Others are more elaborate, marble with engraved images.
See, I love this. Our Dizzy bird dog, we loved her. I think those little statements that they put on the markers are some of my favorite things. There's one with the enamel image of Tippy, Daddy's little baby boy.
The cemetery was closed to new burials in 1963, but they still get requests, and sometimes new markers just show up.
It's fairly recent. Oh yeah, every time we come here, there's a new one. They typically tend to bury towards the back, I think, is so that may go unnoticed. But yeah, that's from 2010.
We continue walking through the cemetery, reading the tributes on each marker. Wallace squats down and brushes a marble headstone to read the fading inscription.
Memory of Margaret O'Brien, a native of Ireland, died February 28, 1889, aged 52 years. I think it says, may her soul rest in peace. Perhaps it's buried underground, but I think someone clearly just put a memorial here for Margaret, who I don't imagine was a pet.
Although Margaret's memorial is peculiar, it underscores our human desire to honor life, whether it's another person or a furry friend. In San Francisco, This is Laura Flynn for Cross Currents.